here he comes. The one, the only. Carrie Wood.
Hey, Carrie.
How are we doing, guys?
Our baseball analyst, and more specifically, you know, Cubs analyst, because he's a Cubs consultant and ambassador for the Blue. And this is what an incredibly great moment it is to be that, isn't it, Carrie Wood?
It is a great moment. I was waiting for you to tell me that you've got friends and family from out of state calling you to book your guest room for the World Series for both the South and North Siders this year.
Well, oh, you know,
people are doing that, right? They're making a lot of money doing that.
You've already you have already answered my question. Is it too early to start talking about a Subway Series?
It is. It's way too early.
All right. Okay.
I think we have to see these teams both go through a little slump first and see how they rebound and see how they bounce back.
Well, now that is such a great point because it's going to happen. It's baseball.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. There's going to be a moment here. And the Cubs, let's stay with the Cubs here for just a second, because the Cubs, there's so much expectation. The Sox are way outperforming their expectations this year. The Cubs are at this moment of expectation. Everybody's saying that this is the year, they're Las Vegas favorites, blah, 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 blah. But Jake Arrieta gave up a hit today after five pitches, and people are like, oh, look at, oh, the wheels are coming off.
That guy stinks.
Yeah.
You're right, one hit.
And when John Lester actually gave up a run, right, the night after the no-hitter, people are like, oh.
That's not what we expect.
Loser. How?
Welcome to Chicago.
I know.
So true.
I know. Do you think, well, does that affect these guys, or Madden's got that secret sauce that keeps them?
No, these guys, they know they expect. They raised the bar last year. It's their fault, and they expect it, and they're ready for it. So, no, these guys aren't affected by that. You see the way they come out every day and play, and, I mean, it's at this rate, they're both Sox and Cubs will be 140 and 22 if they keep it up. So
that's so wild.
They will go through slumps. They will go through. Right now, Cubs are hitting on all cylinders. The starting pitching is doing great. Obviously, our offense is getting on base and we're scoring a ton of runs. Our bullpen, obviously, those things all work together. They don't always work together at the same time. If our starting pitching, we start to get into a little funk where we don't get out of the fifth inning or our starters get shortened up a little bit. That chews into our pen a little bit more. So, you know, things are working right now well, and we're taking full advantage of that.
Seems like both these teams are happy for each other, even though there's this hometown rivalry. You saw Joe Maddon the other day wearing his Try Not to Suck t-shirt, as he wears a lot these days, saying that, you know, he's happy for Robin Ventura, he's happy for the White Sox. You heard Reinsdorf compliment the Cubs. It's there's something going on here we haven't seen in a while.
It's called winning. When both teams are winning, everybody's in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes everybody when you're winning. When you're scuffling and you're having a hard time on the field, off the field, in the clubhouse, you're not as happy for the other team. But it's an exciting time to be Chicagoan and be in Chicago. So why not be happy for both sides?
It's gonna be very interesting when these two teams meet, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's gonna
especially
be
especially if
they're this hot
then.
Yeah, it's always a fun series for the players. It's any other series for us. But you know, there's a little extra hype in the seats, whatever stadium it's going to be at. It's going to be a fun series. It'll be close games, and it'll be a fun series. But I think all the players will be glad it's over. When it's done, we're glad it's over, and we move on to the next series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there doesn't seem to be any let up too. It's funny. So let's go back to this idea of the slump, though. And there's a moment where it depends on how long the slump is, how deep it is, or if some guys get cold, you know, whatever it happens to be. What do you have to look out for there? I mean, if you were, you know, as a player, or you watch managers work around you, what's the solution on that?
Well, I personally don't think we have the starting staff on the north side that has the potential to get into a slump. I just don't see those guys get into a rhythm where those guys are having double two starts in a row that are not quality and giving your team a chance to win. When I say get into a funk, you lose a few in a row, you get a couple heartbreakers, you lose an extra inning game, and then you have a starter didn't get out of the fourth. That can kind of snowball into a 4-5-6 game slide. But I don't see that happening with the Northsiders. These guys, even when we got off to such a great start, Rizzo wasn't hitting the ball, Hayward wasn't hitting the ball, but what those guys were doing was getting on base, getting their walks, and setting the table for guys like Zobrist, who got off to a good start and has been driving runs, got another big hit early today to kind of get us going. So these guys are on base. Even if they're not hitting, they find a way to get on base and they find a way to win games without necessarily having to slug the ball out of the park.
Does there, at any point when you're when you start to get hot and you've been on hot teams, is there like that notion when you've got a no-hitter going? Guys just don't want to talk about it. Are they talking about it? They're not talking about it. What's the protocol?
Everything's clicking. You're talking about the details of the game get even more minute. I mean, you just talk about tiny, tiny adjustments within the game, and guys just feel it. You can't wait to get to the ballpark every day. You can't wait to play the game. You're expecting good results. Even when you're down, you expect to get that big hit. You expect to come back and win those games. And expectations are huge. When you feel it in the dugout, when you feel it in the clubhouse, that snowballs just like it does when things are going bad. So as a close teammate and a really good friend of mine used to always say, Mark DeRosa said, ride the highs because you're definitely going to ride the lows.
That's so true.
I think that's pretty much true.
In life and in baseball.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Covers everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that basically is. All right, so the Cubs and the Sox, just for edification here, because I was wondering about this myself. I just looked it up. That is going to be, they're playing a four-game home-and-home series on Monday through Thursday, July 25th through the 28th. And that's it. So that's kind of an interesting thing that they're that it's just all in 1 week, and that's the deal. And that'll be that. I actually kind of think this year specifically, assuming that these two teams stay as competitive, I'll put it like that, as competitive as they are. What a week that's going to be like for Chicago. Wow,
it'll be nice to watch that series and get to watch and worry about good quality baseball instead of worrying about other things off the field and the rivalry, right? I mean, it is the middle of the week, so it may not be as crazy as it would be on a wraparound series on the weekend, but it looks like we'll be able to focus on baseball from Monday to Thursday there and not worry about all the extra hype.
Kerry, I want to ask you, Cubs president Theo Epstein was forced to answer or respond to all this chatter about Arrieta and PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs. He called it reckless. Why are people even talking about it? Arrieta has said he's flattered by these accusations because that means he's performing at such a level where people think it's got to be something else. Is it just people are searching for something about why this guy is this good other than the fact that he is this good?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's. I think I agree with you. I agree. It's reckless. I think it's, you know, with this day and age of social media, anybody can throw something out there, and the next thing you know, you have an athlete in an organization answering questions about something we don't know where it came from or who said it. But this guy's stuff has been off the charts since day one. His second start over here, I specifically went in the clubhouse to talk to him just about how good his stuff was and if he was aware of it. I mean, this guy had the same stuff he has now. He has just figured out how to use it, and obviously he takes extremely good care of his body, and he's able to recover and rebound, and he's gotten locked in, and he's learned how to kind of harness his four pitches, which are off the charts at the big league level. He's kind of figured out how to use those, and it's been fun to watch, and he's breaking records, and he's doing things that haven't been done in this game for a long, long time. So, I think we should sit back and be in awe of it and enjoy it instead of question it. But I think that's what the era before him did to the game. There was a whole era where steroids were and all these performance-enhancing things were front and center. And that's, I think this is the cause and effect. This is the effect of that generation. And guys from here on out in every sport are going to be questioned when they start approaching records and doing things that haven't been seen before. It's just kind of the nature of the beast. I thought Jake did a great job of handling it.
He did.
And I think we're going to move forward.
Wow, that's
amen.
It's a great observation on your part. That
is Ted Cruz creeping into
why,
the
I don't know why that was just
interview.
Happening. That's a great observation on your part.
Don't subject Kerry Wood to your Ted Cruz impersonation.
I won't do that.
We'll scare him. He'll never come back on.
But this is it's a great observation. I give you a lot of credit for talking about that because it is a generational thing. You know, there were the players of the 90s and 2000s who escalated that entire.
Sure.
The situation now it's kind of the lost generation of baseball and I think for the next generation until those are that's completely out of the game and completely eradicated and done so in a way that there's verification that we know that it's going to take some time for people to start trusting again. And you don't want to take anything away from great performances because no one accused Babe Ruth of juicing.
No.
Drinking, but not juicing.
It worked for him, so, yeah. And that was okay. It was legal.
Yeah. All right. Now, Kevin has a question for you. He's live at the NFL draft, and he's very, very busy right now, but he's taking a moment out of his very busy schedule, Kerry.
Kevin, I'm so honored.
Yeah, to ask you a question. Go ahead.
Kerry, you talked about the starting five pitching so well and not going into a slump, but what about the bullpen? They haven't had to work much since because the starters have been so good. They've been pitching late in the games, and the bullpen hasn't really been in any high-stress situations. How does, as a reliever, how does that impact their mindset when they do have to come in, the game's on the line?
Well, you know, like Strope's going to get in half the games anyways. He's a guy that's going to be in a lot of games. He's always going to be. I think we're 7-1. I think he just came in today, actually, to get an out or two. Cahill got a couple innings in today. When you have guys like, we had a chance today to give Jake rest. He got through five innings, and he wasn't as sharp as he's been. We got him a lead, got him out of there, saved his pitch count, and got a chance to get Cahill some work. Grimm got in there for the sixth and looked great. These guys got to stay sharp, though. You're right. These guys don't want to go. They don't want to go 2-3 days without, definitely 3 or 4 days without getting in the game. And so Madden's well aware of that. And Bosio does a great job. These guys will find spots to get these guys in, even if it's just for one hitter, just to get them in, get their adrenaline going, get them into a game situation. They'll find a way to keep these guys sharp. But it's a good problem to have.
All right, Kerry Wood, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
as
Gary.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Oh, hey, whoa.
Yeah.
Before we let you go.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we got something here. You got the Battle of the Bats second annual event. That's coming up Wednesday. Wait, no, hold on. Yes,
Wednesday,
May 25th. Thank you. Wow, Kerry just read my mind. Is that the hell month is he looking at in the calendar? Wednesday, May 25th from 1:30 in the afternoon till 9 p.m. at Wrigley Field. Friends participating will be Ted Lilly, Derek Lee, Mark Pryor, Matt Clement, and Big Z. Oh, well, I think
Big Z, no. You got an old sheet.
Oh, get rid of that.
Old sheet.
Okay.
Pryor couldn't make it. Zambrano, I didn't call because Derek Lee and Barrett are here, and he got in a fight with both those guys, so I figured I probably shouldn't bring him this year.
All right, so Derek Lee and Barrett are there. All right, that's all we need to know.
Derek Lee and Barrett.
Yeah.
Lilly.
Teams and individual slots are available out of 40, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun because you're going to be able to take batting practice, right? Everybody gets jerseys, caps, and pants. And
it's a full-on competition. We've got the whole thing. That's we have innings and outs. You doesn't leave the ballpark. It's an out. You get your team together, raising money for a great cause for Cubs Charities and the Wood Family Foundation. It's a legit home run derby. You'll get tours of the stadium and clubhouse, and everybody gets uniforms and. You get to go out and take a home run derby at Wrigley Field.
All right. WoodFamilyFoundation.org, by the way, in case you're wondering. WoodFamilyFoundation.org. That has all the details right there. All right. Or Cubs.com. You can go there as well. But... All right, Kerry, thank you very much.
Kerry.
Appreciate it.
Guys, thank you.
Bye. I like that. You know, he's brutally honest. That's the thing I love about him.
Stop. That's wrong.
Yeah, no. I couldn't call him because they got into a fight.
What you just said, wrong.
Yeah.
Those guys, they're fighting, too. I love that.
No, Big Z, because they don't like each other. That's what it is. You got to learn a lot of things.
It's great.
All right.